Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know what we're going to talk about right now? We're going to talk about Afton Apple Orchards and what this is all about. I have interviewed them many times over the years, and Sarah Parkos, assistant manager of Afton Apple Orchard, is joining us now. But let me tell you a little bit about them. Now that fall is officially here, we have our pick of visiting several corn mazes, pumpkin patches, or hay rides. I don't even know if I could ever get around to all of them. One of the most popular places to go is Apple Orchards. So how is business going in 2023? And how much of an effect has the prolonged drought had on this year's crop? Oh my goodness. When I was out in California, those were the questions many people were asking. We're going to ask Sarah Parkos, assistant manager of the family-owned Afton Apple Orchard. The company's annual Apple Festival starts next weekend, and Mrs. Parkos joins us now on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. How are you, Sarah?
Hi, thanks for having me. I'm doing well.
It's great to have you. You know, every time I get a chance to talk to you guys, you've got something new going on, so we might as well start with that. I mean, what can people expect to happen at the orchard, the Apple Orchard? Because there's so much that people want to know. When do I go? What time is this? Can I go every day? That sort of thing. So give us a take on what is happening for you as you're building the Afton Apple Orchard. I'm just curious to know if it's getting bigger and better or not.
Yes, so we're actually in our 34th year of being family-owned and operated, and we are open every day 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. for pick-your-own apples, raspberries, and pumpkins. We have a huge playground, petting farm, straw mountain, Reach Red Hill, Johnny Combine, yard games, all sorts of fun things, and we have all sorts of apple time favorites. We have cider and apple donuts and snacks and gifts, all sorts of things in our store that are fall and apple themed. It's really a great time to come out to the orchard in the fall.
I've talked to you about some of the what happens when it opens, of course, and I talked to you about the corn maze and how popular it still is. But what is Touch a Tractor?
Touch a Tractor, we worked with one of our local tractor stores, Midwest Machinery, and they brought out all sorts of really cool equipment. They brought out some lawn mowers and a gator and some huge tractors for kids to enjoy to take pictures with and climb up in there and pretend they're driving. So it's really cool for kids to get that experience to get up close with a huge tractor.
Yeah, and they love it. There are so many families that come, and some come several times. It's really quite remarkable that this tradition, it still carries on, especially with the family being involved. So, okay, let's talk a little bit about the corn maze, because that was the place where it all started. Do I have that correct?
We've had a corn maze for about 23 years. So
right.
We started with our apple orchard and things, but yeah, our corn maze is definitely a hit in the fall, too.
It's a big hit. And then how long does it last usually? Do you say, okay, this year we're going to let it last a little longer because so many people are asking to come and see the maze and that sort of thing? Is it difficult or do you already plan it out and it goes beautifully?
Well, every year is different. Yes, we actually just opened this weekend. We unfortunately had to be closed today. We got quite a bit of rain last night. So the maze ended up to be a mucky mess, but we have a 15-acre corn maze and yard games and an apple blaster and all sorts of fun things to do in the maze area. And the maze is divided into three sections. So people can go through the first phase and then they take a break and come out. They can go through the second one and the third one, and it gets progressively harder each phase that they go through. And each year we have a different theme. And this year it is a Reba themed corn maze, and it's Reba country to the core, because we're an apple orchard first.
Right.
So we had to throw in country and apples because that's what we're all about.
That's awesome. I'm sure that the families can't wait to bring their children that go every year. How do you get the word out to those that don't know much about you? It's amazing. You guys are well known. There's so many families that come out and really celebrate. But yet there are so many families that go, what is that? You know, how do I get to know about that? What would you say?
Oh, I'd say a lot of it is word of mouth, and social media has been a big factor for us, and people sharing their pictures of their fun times at the orchard and all the things that they can do. And there's so many different things that we do throughout the year that people can come out during strawberry season in the summer. Then in the early fall, they'll come pick raspberries and blackberries, and they'll come again for apples and maybe again for the corn maze, do all sorts of farm things throughout the year. So I think word gets out and they share it with their friends. And then each year we have new people coming from all sorts of places and even some pretty far away places too to come out and check out the farm and see what it's all about.
Oh, I believe it, because you're not existing just to exist. I mean, you guys are working hard to make sure that this is a fun thing for families, and that's a beautiful thing. So let me ask you then about families. Do you start to see totally different families, families that you've never met before? And if so, how do you welcome them in?
Oh, yeah, we have some customers that have been with us from the beginning when we first started our family traditions of us running the orchard. And we have a lot of newer families. We have people from all different walks of life. We have some really young people, and they go on their first date to the apple orchard, to some of the old timers that we listen to their stories about their times picking apples when they were younger, and they just love to see how things have changed and how it has grown throughout the years. And it's fun to see those traditions still being a tradition. So families still come out every year and take pictures by certain signs, and we watch their kids grow up, and we really connect with our customers, and I think that's what makes it so special to us.
Well, your family and their family, you guys gather together, and that's a whole big thing. It's really quite remarkable how many people come out to support what you do. You talked about all the things that are available for people to buy and eat and just have a great time. So what happens when the weather is not doing what it's supposed to do or what it needs to do for the apples, for all of it?
Yeah, we really hope to get through the droughts, and we're grateful that we do have a pretty elaborate irrigation system, so we're able to water most of the crops throughout the farm. And it takes a lot of guys, a full-time job, to just move around the irrigation lines just to try to get things watered. But in the times that we have too much rain, we can't really do a whole lot about it, and we just kind of hope for the best and, you know, hope for our next crop to be bigger and better and, throughout the summer, if it's a dry summer, we irrigate and we try to make sure the apples are great if the strawberries aren't great, you know. So we try to have a good variety so we can keep it going.
So what are you foreseeing right now? Are you saying, hey, this is going to be a great crop? This is going to be an amazing festivals that are happening here because the fall is just going to be perfect. Are you hearing that from those that know, that are in the know?
Yeah, actually, our apples have done really, really well this year, and we've been lucky to have dodged most of the hailstorms. We did get a little bit in the early part of the season, but we didn't get nearly what other farms have gotten with the hail, so we're grateful for that. But the apples are beautiful and juicy and really flavorful this year.
You know, I'm always curious about what you do when it comes to all the fall activities. You've talked about that over the years, but also you have magic shows, music, yard games, and so much more. So there's a little bit for almost every age, right?
Yeah, we try to incorporate something fun for everyone. So, and I think one of the best parts about it is that people can come out and they end up staying all day because their family gets involved and, oh, hey, we're here. Why don't we play a game of beanbags and, oh, let's go on the swings. And we have unique opportunities for people to kind of get lost in the farm feeling, you know, they, you know, get away from the cities for a while and kind of the mundane lifestyle, you know, they can kind of do something different, and they kind of an accidental whole day long thing at the orchard that they just realize they, you know, enjoy it.
How about that? They realize that they enjoy it.
Yeah.
Of course, right? Of course, it's going to hit you at some point. Well, congratulations. Yeah. I think it's so wonderful what you guys are doing every year, Sarah. It's a lot of work. I have talked to some people that say, oh, you have no idea how much work that is that they do. And so I hope that you have a huge, you know, group of people that just step in all the time to help you. And if there's anything I can do, don't ever hesitate to ask.
Thank you so much.
All right. It's a pleasure having you join us. And I just want to mention your website, aftonapple.com. Is that correct?
Yes, that is.
All right. That's aftonapple.com. Thank you again, Sarah. It was great. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.